Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
Thank you, Madam Vice President, for the trust you put in me, but maybe more so, thank you for bringing back the joy.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz on the campaign trail now with running mate Vice President Kamala Harris as they will be immediately getting to work and in many key battleground states. Live team coverage of You Decide 2024 continues in our Washington newsroom. WOKV Samantha Manning. How have voters been reacting to this selection?
Yeah, so Rich, before Harris officially introduced Walz at the rally in Philadelphia yesterday, you could say he was really relatively unknown to many Americans, right? So there was an ABC News survey that was conducted right before he was selected, but after the vetting process that had begun, and it showed nearly 9 in 10 U.S. adults really didn't know enough to have any opinion about him at all. Now, Harris is hoping his biography as a military veteran and being a former high school teacher will help appeal to voters in every corner of the country. And since his debut yesterday so far, the reaction from voters does appear to be positive, at least in terms of when we're talking dollars. The Harris campaign raised more than $20 million from grassroots donations in the hours after the announcement.
Wow. I never even heard of the guy before today, right?
I mean, I don't know much background about the vice president either. I don't know if that goes to say a lot. I don't know who this man
is. Yeah, that's just an example of what we were hearing as well. Yet another poll, an NPR PBS News Marist National poll, found nearly three-quarters of Americans said they didn't know enough about Walz to have an opinion on him. Some 71%. You only have like 90 days until Election Day. So how are they going to work to define him and put the Harrison-Walz campaign together over the coming months?
Yeah, so she's really hoping, again, that his background will be what will help them. I think the fact that also that he's not known to be particularly controversial was likely a reason in her selecting him at this point, and it's something that they're hoping will actually help the campaign forward.
How are Republicans in the Trump campaign getting on this one? It seemed as though they were focused on Governor Shapiro of Pennsylvania. Wouldn't say this was a surprise because Walz was that one of the finalists, but did they have to kind of pivot their planning for who they would ultimately be targeting in the op-ed?
Yeah, so the Trump campaign is really trying to tag Walz as a far-left liberal, and that's despite, again, the fact that a lot of people don't really know much about him, and he doesn't necessarily have the reputation. But Trump's campaign press secretary called Governor Walz West Coast wannabe. He said that he'd spent his governorship trying to reshape Minnesota into the image of the Golden State. So they're really trying to play off that argument, something that they would have done with Shapiro or really any of the other candidates likely that she had been considering. Former President Trump, when he was weighing in on his social media network, he had called this the most radical left duo in American history. And we're hearing a lot of the same sentiment from his running mate, too, J.D. Vance, saying, you know, this pick really says more about Kamala Harris than it does about Walz himself, saying that when given the opportunity, she'll bend the knee to the most radical elements of her party. So they're still sticking to that same argument. They're just now using it against Walz.
And we've already heard and seen some of the ads here locally in Florida and Northeast Florida, and we'll likely see across the country over the coming weeks. 89 days until the November election, and early voting obviously getting underway in multiple states well ahead of that. Sam, thank you. WOKV Samantha Manning, part of our live team coverage in Washington.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy and Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.